As the days grow shorter and the air gets a little crisper, our thoughts often turn to history and mystery and perhaps a touch of the supernatural. Ooh, spooky. So we've got something really interesting for you this afternoon. It's an event at the old government house. It's sort of a Ghostbusters in training sort of thing. And it's sort of talking a little bit about, you know, the history of, you know, early settler Australia and everything that goes along with it. And I've got someone on the line with me to shed some more light on that for me now. And his name is Rod. How are we doing, Rod?
We're doing fine, thank you.
That's good. Good to have you on the program. I just wanted to just figure this out, right? The tour description mentions, mentions ghosts, giving people ghost meters.
Yes.
What exactly are these things? Without giving us any spoilers, of course.
No.
What exactly are they, and what would people be looking for during the
experience? Just to clarify, this is a children's version of the ghost tours we've been doing for the last 27 years.
Oh, okay.
Old Government House at Parramatta Park.
Oh.
Old Government House was the country residence for the first 10 governors from the 1790. And it's now open as a museum, has been for the last 50 years, and with all original furniture from the era, but not much from the house. And we've been doing the adult ghost versions for about 27 years. And we thought, and there was lots of discussion about doing a children's version of it. So we set to and edited the original script and gentled it down and made it shorter.
Sure.
And that's what we call as creepy stories for kids.
Sure.
Now,
sure.
Your first question, the meters are, they're called electromagnetic field detector, and they're what electricians use to find an unstable electromagnetic field when they're searching for wires in the walls.
Oh, okay.
Right? So we all have an electromagnetic field, but if it is unstable, then this meter will show it up.
Mm.
So we call them, depends on where you buy them from, but, yeah, they could call them ghost meters. And so if you get an unstable field around us, well, then the meters will start to activate, and they will, and they have a series of lights going right up to red.
Mm.
So
sure.
That's what they are. Now, other groups have more sophisticated equipment. We find these work fine for what we want to do because it's just a storytelling night. We're not having an exaggeration. We're not having a G up. We're not trying to influence people's thoughts. We just say what has happened for the last 50 years or a couple of weeks ago in the house, and very carefully suited towards 9 to 15-year-olds.
Right. Okay, sure. So that's sort of how you've gone about making it exciting, but also not too frightening and sort of age appropriate.
Yeah.
But I just wanted to ask. So, the information that you provide. Apparently, there's instances of weird stuff happening, like a cupboard door opening by itself, or a modern governor seeing something in a bedroom, whatever that is supposed to mean. Can you give us an idea of like what if anything sort of paranormal has happened?
Okay, so look, the adult versions are 2 hours.
Sure.
They are all just telling the story of what happened in the house. There's not a lot of history. We will just touch on the surface of people that are in the house, if it's relevant to the story, but we don't actually do too much in the way of stories. Now,
sure.
The doors opening by themselves, I was taking a lovely family, husband and wife and three little kids. When I say kids, about 8 to 13 on a tour.
Yep.
And we don't touch anything as guides nor as visitors. And I asked them to, look, that cupboard there, we're in one of the bedrooms. I said, that hasn't got any hanging space in it because they didn't invent hangers till later on. And we don't touch anything. And I'm sorry, I can't show you inside. And I had my back to the cupboard or clothes press. And they said, yes, you can. And I said, no, I can't. And they said, yes, you can, because while I was talking, the door opened.
Mm. Okay.
And showed inside the cupboard. And I was standing probably a metre or two away from it.
There you go. But, you know, beyond all of this, like, does the tour give an opportunity to teach the history of it to, a younger sort of, child audience?
History of the house?
Yeah.
No.
Oh, okay.
Okay, not this particular event, but we absolutely are open to the public Thursday, Friday, Saturday and Sunday, and we also do extensive education programs relevant to the house and whatever curriculum they're doing by age, and that's a better opportunity. This is purely entertainment and anybody that's interested in paranormal things.
Yeah, fair enough. All right, well, look.
The other question was to say, one of the previous governors, Peter Sinclair, going right back, he was 1990 to 1996, he had reason to change in the house one day. He had a function in Western Sydney, and instead of going back to his city offices, he got his staff to probably to his dinner suit. And he said himself, in his own words, that when he had he was in the governor's bedroom and he was getting changed, Governor Macquarie, one of the early governors, showed up in the room and was watching him getting changed.
There you go. Was
absolute quote from the governor, Peter Sinclair.
That's pretty crazy, man. Well, look, thank you for coming on the show, Rod. We'll be popping details for that up on the website after the show.
Yes. Got one coming up next week. Next Tuesday, we'd love some more people. We do them only during school holidays at the moment.
Yeah.
Still growing the event.
Yeah, fair enough.
Whatever information you can provide.
Yeah, as I said, we'll be popping links to that up on the website. Thank you for coming on the show.
All right, absolutely.
All right, cool. Have a good night.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye.
That was Rod Holman there, a member of the National Trust, talking to us about a interesting little exhibition they have at Old Government House during the school holidays called Creepy Stories from Government House. It runs until next Tuesday, but we'll be chucking things up on the website after the show. And look, coming up...